Homage to Sakyamuni Buddha, homage to Bhadrasattva, homage to Padmasambhava, homage to all of the lineage masters, homage to His Holiness Jigme Ponsok, homage to His Holiness Jamyang Luntuk Gyaltsen. According to these auspicious arising causes, the rare opportunity to be able to receive the Dharma, the preciousness of human life, and according to these very auspicious arising causes, have a mind full of cherishing and respectfully listen to these precious Dharma teachings. As a practitioner of the Great Perfection, before we engage in any virtuous activity, first we must give rise to boundless bodhicitta, that all beings may be freed from all suffering and its causes, and that they may have happiness and its causes. And with this attitude, listen to the auspicious Dharma. And as a Great Perfection practitioner, most important is not that we are wishing to be free from samsara, it is that we may increase our wisdom and great kindness and compassion in our life, that we may be able to attain liberation in order to be able to benefit and save sentient beings. In terms of the Hinayana, the motivation is to free oneself from the sufferings of samsara. It doesn't have the aspiration to benefit countless suffering sentient beings. And so this is the difference between the Great Perfection, the Mahayana, and the Hinayana. This is the difference between the Mahayana and the Hinayana. The Mahayana's purpose is not to liberate oneself from the suffering of samsara, but to be able to benefit countless suffering sentient beings. And in order to do this, that we grow in great compassion and kindness and wisdom. And in order to do this, whenever we are practicing, we make this very vast aspiration, a pure aspiration. And what is this aspiration? Is that we aspire that whatever we do today, that we grow in this wisdom and compassion, and in this way, that we can complete our lives. And what do we mean by complete our lives? Is that our life becomes that of great wisdom, great compassion, like a precious wish-fulfilling jewel, which benefits countless suffering sentient beings. And this is our aspiration. And this is the aspiration of a king. And then with this kind of aspiration, irrespective of whether we are offering butter lamps, making an incense offering, reciting mantras, whatever virtuous activity we're engaging in, it is of boundless merit. With this type of pure aspiration in terms of the relative truth, it will be the same merit as that of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. And why? Because this is the aspiration that Buddhas and Bodhisattvas also make. And this is their aspiration when they are benefiting sentient beings. It might be that we don't have the same realization as them. However, even Buddha, when he was practicing, he made this aspiration. And then after he attained enlightenment, then this became his every action. Although we might not have the same realization yet, with this aspiring bodhicitta, whatever virtuous activities we engage in are of incredibly vast merit. And in this way, day by day, our merits are increasing and our afflictive emotions are reducing. Day by day. And anybody can practice with this very vast aspiration. And in addition to that, while doing this, it will also help to remove and to purify all of these past afflictions. And to what extent that eventually, in the moment, we will have the really true ultimate bodhicitta in that moment, exactly the same as all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. And this vast merit is inexpressible. The vastness of the merit is not determined by our actions. It is determined by our aspiration. And through this aspiration, that we really will then one day be able to benefit sentient beings in this way. It is the state of realization which is generated from our mind. And if we regularly aspire like this, eventually this aspiration of aspiring bodhicitta will become bodhicitta in action. And then when we see the suffering of suffering, the suffering of change, the suffering of everything composite, the suffering of birth, old age, sickness and death of sentient beings, just naturally this great compassion will arise within us. And we might think, how will I benefit these sentient beings? When will I have the ability to save these sentient beings from their sufferings? And then when this happens, every day you will be practicing really, really diligently. Because the state of great compassion, vast bodhicitta are together. And anybody who gives rise to this vast bodhicitta is definitely going to be very diligent in their practice. When somebody has genuinely given rise to bodhicitta, then they will genuinely be diligent in their practice. We already have this very precious human life, and having it, we should use this life to improve, to get better, and to grow to the highest state of energy, of ability, not to become less and less. To live a higher existence, not a lower existence. Because inherently we have Buddha nature. What it is then is to develop ourselves to the highest state of this energy. And then we really have the capacity to have a great energy to benefit sentient beings. And human beings are the best form of life to be able to achieve this. And so it's really good if we can develop and open up this great energy, this potential of energy that we have. With this life, we want to improve, live a higher existence. We are here to attain liberation. And the more we practice, the more our wisdom increases, our bodhicitta increases, our afflictions decrease, we become more and more happy, we feel more pure. Even if at this stage we aren't a great practitioner and we haven't attained liberation, we are feeling much better, much happier. Why? Because our life is improving. Generally, those beings as animals, their life becomes worse and worse. Why? Because they don't have this wisdom. They aren't able to develop their wisdom. And we see it in the nature of humans. We always want to improve. We are thinking, how can I get better? How can I develop? And are very conscientious in this regard. And we can really develop our minds to have really great ability, great energy. And we want to be diligent in the most beneficial direction. And this is the benefit of having this human life. It is more advantageous than the other five realms. And people's wisdom can be boundless, and their energy can be boundless. However, having this potential, if we don't have the right mindfulness and awareness, we don't have the right state of mind, and we don't have the guidance of the lineage masters, then we don't really know in which direction to develop ourselves. Even although we wish to develop to a higher state, we don't know, we're unsure how to go about this. Because we don't know how to apply ourselves in the right direction, we then regress in our life. We engage in all sorts of afflictions and negative karma. And then when we think about all of these material things, We have a lot of afflictions. Why? Because we are regressing. We have this potential, whatever is needed, to be able to attain the highest levels of realization, of energy, of wisdom, of compassion. However, because we don't have the means, we don't know which way to go, we engage in other activities which then bring us down. And then as we go down, we have more suffering, we have more afflictions, we have more worries. Why? Because we're engaging in all kinds of negative energies. If we really want to improve our life, then we must engage in positive energies. When what we really want to do is improve in our lives. And so really, we see that the Buddha Dharma is a very rare opportunity. And we have this precious human life. And to improve in this life, we need the causes and conditions to enable this. How do we do this? It needs a system, a process for the causes and conditions to come together. What do we start with? We start with renunciation. We begin by understanding the sufferings of birth, old age, sickness and death, and all the other respective sufferings. And through bodhicitta, we support virtuous activities. And through the aspiration of aspiring bodhicitta, then we, on this foundation, we practice the great perfection practices, which enable us to open up this potential of ours of great, vast wisdom and compassion. There is the step-by-step procedure. Some people want to improve their quality. Some people want to improve the quantity. If we continue in terms of practicing the Dharma, our life can improve and improve and improve. And as we improve, our state of mind becomes better. Our health becomes better, both physically, mentally. We become happier, more joyful, because this positive energy can work together with this precious wish-fulfilling jewel that we have, the energy. They correspond. Negative energy is what is not suitable for this life of ours. It's not suitable for our logic. It's not suitable for our state of mind. It is due to our negative habits and our afflictions that we continue living a lower state of existence. It's important then that we practice. What is practice is that we transform our actions, we transform our thinking, we transform our state of mind. And these days, in these degenerate times, such auspicious teaching is very difficult to be able to hear.